International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, and I'm so grateful that you're joining me today. And of course, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor from hot Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited about the show today. And you know, I can truly say from a place of faith and belief that I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this show. Well, how are you doing? As I said, I'm doing really great. Have had a very busy, productive, fun week, and just so excited about the show today. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. I have my dear friend Pete Adams here with me, and afterwards we're going to be talking to Dr. Pamela Brownhair, and she's going to be sharing about mind treatment, how to change your mind, and she's going to give us some treatments for our mind. How many of you need that? Let me see your hands. I know I do, but first I wanted Pete to come on so we can just kind of talk about this phenomenal event in August. So Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Constance. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm really looking forward to talking about all the fun we're going to have up in August.
Well, it's August 14th, 15th, and 16th, where we're going to be, Pete and I are going to be doing a transforming strategic breakthrough miracle weekend. And just this morning, Pete had a download from the Spirit about adding the miracle part in. So, Pete, tell the listeners about that.
Sure, I'd love to, Constance. It was funny. This morning, after I was wrapping up my Hour of Power, and I was thinking about the seminar and what I wanted to talk about, and all of a sudden, it just came right in. You know, basically, just came clear as a bell into my brain. Basically, that we should call it a workshop in miracles. And I'm like, wow, that's powerful. Where did that come from? And I'm like, I know where it came from. It came from Spirit. And right off the bat, I'm like, grab my phone and I had to text you that information. And what were you doing, Constance, when I sent that to you?
Well, I had just finished my prayer and meditation, and I was having a little worship time, and then I opened my eyes and I saw the text, and the miraculous thing is that Pete did not know that last week that I taught on how your actions create miracles. So that's an example of a divine connection, and it's just awesome. It just shows that it's of the Spirit. And when I first received the download from the Spirit about this workshop, because I was just like, I don't want to just do another workshop. I want something that's life-changing for people. I didn't really share with anybody. And then I called Pete and Robin, just, you know, like we do, what's going on down there in Florida. And I told Pete, and he said, I want to help you. What can I do? And Robin, the same thing. What can we do to help and serve? And so that's when I said, well, Pete, since you are an expert manifester and you are expert in the Law of Attraction, come on and share about that.
Love to, Constance. I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to do a workshop with you, and it's just, and you know, to give something back to your listeners and everyone else, because you do this every week, Constance. You have a show, and it's a lot of work, and you're changing lives like you can't imagine. And just to help you out is just like it's a blessing to Robin and I. We are fired up, to say the least.
Yeah, so it's August 14th, 15th, and 16th. So the 14th, we're just going to have, that's Friday night, we're going to have just a little hour meet and greet. And then we're going to actually start teaching on Saturday. And so if you're flying in, you don't have to rent a car. Isn't that cool, Pete? Because you're flying into the busiest airport in the world. I love saying that. But the Atlanta has a train that goes directly in the terminal. And so the hotel where we are hosting the Miracle Weekend will be the Peachtree Westin Hotel. And so you just take the train to the hotel, which is just 2 blocks away, and you're going to be staying and being taught in the tallest hotel in the South. I love it. So what do you think about that, P?
I think it sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
excited.
And so and then I hope we can have dinner. They have what they call the Sundial Restaurant, and it's on the like the 70th floor or something like that. And you just revolve or have dinner, and your seat just moves, and you're seeing the entire city. So it's a great time to be with like-minded people. And so I'm excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure a lot of people are going to walk away with lifelong friends after this wonderful seminar we're going to be putting on together. And
Right.
it's we're going to be, the best thing is, Constance is going to be teaching you guys how to get out of your way and get on the be back on track and manifesting everything it is that you say you want. And I'm going to share with you the techniques that I've developed working with spirit to manifest miracles. And you can do it too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be teaching on just like beliefs. How to change your belief success system about the universal laws, because we know that a law is just something that'll work for anybody that can work it. How to shift and change your subconscious. And Pete, you're going to be talking about what you're living, which is the law of attraction.
Yeah, exactly, Constance. I like to call it my visual manifestation system, where I've over the a number of years I've developed these techniques that I use every single day to manifest miracles in my life, and it works. And and I've got the results to share with everyone that it's not by accident, it's not by coincidence, it's not because of luck, because of the law.
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And I don't teach what I'm not walking in. And that's why I love having Pete, because we're not teaching theory, as he said. We're teaching who we are. I mean, it's our being, it's in our spirit. And so we just want to share with you. And you know, Pete, you manifested 10 crazy goals.
Oh yeah, 12 crazy. Hey, 12 crazy goals.
12.
Yeah, 12 crazy goals. I mean, Iron Man Hawaii. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. And I've got since I've written the our first book, Visual Manifestation. I mean, I've got another stack of things to write a whole nother book about that's equally as exciting and wonderful. And it's really, I'm really just trying to share with everyone that I did it and you can too. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not some special being here with super, extraordinary powers that the average person doesn't have. We all have it. We just haven't tapped into it.
Right, and so we're going to be showing that specific. We're going to share with you strategies that'll work for anyone who will work them. You're going to receive a 30, 60, 90-day plan of your number one goal. You're going to learn how to rewrite and tell a different story about your life. So really, it would be like if you went to Paris, for, a couture dress. So it's going to be personalized and customized. And so when you walk out of that door, you're going to be crystal clear about where you're going and how you're going to get there. And one thing I love, Pete, that we're going to be available to talk with everyone. And as a matter of fact, on that Sunday morning, I think we're going to have 30 to 45 minutes where they can just ask us anything.
Exactly. That's a great part, Constance. Is everyone through the seminar is going to have direct access to Constance and I, and and any challenges you think you have, we're going to definitely help you work through them. And like I said, it's all about action. So it's like when you roll out of this, out of our seminar, it's not going to be like a rah, rah, rah thing. And then you're going to go home and 2 days later, everything's back to normal and nothing's different. When you leave, you're going to be different. It's going to change you. And you, if you do, you take the actions like we're going to teach you, you're going to get results, period. I mean, you know, I can guarantee that if anyone does the work, they will get the results. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And then you're going to leave with an accountability partner. And we're going to be teaching you how to deal with obstacles and how to determine measurable goals, et cetera. And so can you imagine living the life of your dreams or maybe attracting love in your life or starting that business? That's all possible. The spirit is no respecter of person. So we're going to be presenting universal laws for you to execute and implement in your life. And Pete, just like you said, we can guarantee that if you come and you do the work, your life will never be the same again.
Exactly. And that's and just so everyone knows, he's a little bit about me. It's just, hey, when I started doing, started working with techniques and working with spirit, I need to change. I mean, I was in a good spot in my life and I wasn't happy. And in a very short period of time, it all changed dramatically for the better, and we've never looked back since.
Right. So, Pete, we want people to come who are serious, but we're still going to have fun, who are ready for a change, who are willing to do the work. And we're just excited about it.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. It's just like, anyone who comes, I really want you to bring your passion to the seminar, because, if you really want it, well, we're going to show you how to get it. And you're going to get it. You're going to manifest it. And you're gonna leave the seminar with everything you need to know, and the action plan and the accountability part that's, help each other achieve your goals, which is fantastic.
Right, and I made it so easy. All you need to do is go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You need to make a $100 deposit that holds your space, your slot. And then you'll have two easy payments prior to the Miracle Breakthrough Conference. And so if you're serious, you need to go today. And wouldn't you say so, Pete? And register, because we're only taking so many people, to be quite honest with you.
Exactly. We keep the group small because we want to have an intimate setting, so everyone can really get the maximum bang for their buck out of the seminar. So it's like, when you say, if you snooze, you lose, and you're not going to want to miss this opportunity in Atlanta. I can guarantee you that.
Right. Well, Pete, I'm so excited and just so excited about meeting all of my great listeners who I have never met before, and excited that you and Robin are going to be joining me. And like I said, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So we're going to go to these quick commercial breaks, and then I'm going to be back with Dr. Pamela Brownhair. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Well, I am back, and as you probably can tell, Pete and I are really excited about all of you coming to Atlanta in August. But right now, I am also excited, and I know most of you say, Constance, you're always excited, and guess what? That's a great vibration to live in. My very special guest today is Dr. Pamela Brownhare. She is a teacher, pastor, entrepreneur, and author, and the title of her book is Treatment for Renewing the Mind in 5 Minutes. How many of you need that? She lives in Atlanta. She's been a pastor for years, and we're going to be giving you some mind treatment. So excited about having you. So, Dr. Pamela Brownhare, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, Constance, I thank you and your audience. Thank you for coming and listening, and I appreciate this opportunity.
You are so welcome. So, tell our listeners a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am a 56-year-old preacher that loves to teach. It is my passion. Mine is my passion. I love teaching and talking about thinking. I'm married to Philip Lamar Hare. We got married when I was 46. Therefore, I don't have any children, but I have a dog named Dixie who is my heart and soul. And that's what I do.
I can relate to a dog. I remember you knew me when I didn't have a dog, and I used to talk about you and your dog, and I'm like, your dog is just running your life, and now my dog is running my life, brown hair. So I understand.
Yes, I see the pictures.
And so I've been trying to get you on the show for a couple of years, and you've said no, but now is the time, because I really know that God has really downloaded you just revelation about our mind and thinking. And so I'm just excited. So let's go ahead and get started. Your book is Treatment for Renewing the Mind in 5 Minutes. So how did you get started in really researching and teaching and preaching on thinking?
You know, I always have been a person who was outside the box. Even as a pastor, I had this thing in me that God wanted something else other than just doing churchy stuff. And I guess my makeup is that I always thought things or saw things different than most other people did. I interpreted scripture different. Again, I was called to preach at the age of 5. Again, I'm 56. So for these many years, I've been in church all my natural life. When I was born July the 5th, both my parents are Christians. That's all I've known. I was sheltered, or some people call it protected. But because of that, I saw things in a certain light. But I've had this great desire to know God. And the way people were teaching him isn't the way I saw it in the Word. And so I kept researching, and I came across things in the Scripture. The Holy Spirit would speak to me and tell me something that went against the grain that I had heard and taught for years. And so I had to go back and revisit. And one of the greatest things was when I met you. You allowed me to come in your home and read books of Horace Shen. I got with Neville Goddard. And I began to learn people who were saying what I was thinking and feeling, and my mind began to open even more.
Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people know that there's more to God or spirit than they have experienced. And I think that people are tired, brown hair, people are tired of theory, and they want an encounter with the spirit that creates an abundant and purposeful and intimate life with spirit.
Agree. It is amazing to me, and I made this comment with a group of people not too long ago, it is amazing to me that as long as I've been in church and have been to meetings and conventions, that we talk about a lot of things in church, but I bet you can't count one time, and definitely not two times, where anyone has taught you how to be spiritual. How to be spiritual. Nobody taught you about spirit. They taught you about God. They taught you about the person of the Holy Spirit. They teach you about Jesus, teach you how to be a deacon, how to sing in a choir, how to usher. But nobody ever stops and teach you the how-tos of being spiritual.
You know, and that's what people really want. So you wrote a book on treatment for renewing the mind. So what do you mean by renewing the mind, and why do we need to renew our minds? What does that mean?
Well, Jesus said this, proverb is about Jesus says, well, one of the things renew means all of us have a process of thinking. We are, according to scripture, born in sin or ungenerated, or we have a carnal mentality or a negative mentality of seeing things. Now, I won't go into all the concepts of that, of what people believe and don't believe, but negativity is so easy to attach yourself to and to be a part of. The Bible tells us that we're to renew our mind. Jesus said that we're supposed to think on these things, and it's very clear. He says, think on these things, whatever things are good, lovely, a good report, whatever things of virtue. These are the things that we're supposed to think on. And yet we spend all of our lives thinking about the opposite of what we were told to focus on. And therefore, what we focus on, as you well know, are the things that we bring into our life.
So
my book is about teaching people how to stop thinking about the things that you don't want and how to start focusing or paying attention to the things that you do want.
You know, Brownhead, that is so true, because really, whatever you put your focus on, and science has proven this, they're just catching up with the Bible. You know, whatever you put your focus and attention on creates your feelings, which creates your faith or your lack of faith, and that creates your experiences. So what you focus in on is so important every day.
Every day. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you're thinking about, that's exactly what you are. And we can deny it, but I guarantee you, if you're looking in the mirror and you don't like what you see, it's because you've been thinking a certain way. Once you change your thinking, you'll change your life.
That ain't nothing but the truth, as they say in the South. So how would one begin to do that? Share with us some excerpts from your book.
Share some excerpts from my book. Let me ask, deal with this particular issue. One of the things that I found with a lot of people is that they're unable to shut their minds off, that it's always running. Professional teachers and doctors and just regular friends that said their brain is always thinking and running and running, and it never shuts off. And I used to be that way. My mind would just run and run and run, crazy thoughts, all kinds of stuff all day long. At nighttime, when I try to go to bed, my head would just be running with ideas and just running and running and running. But I never knew, Constance, how to shut my brain off. And that was one of the reasons that I wrote this book. I found out by the Spirit just showing me how to turn my head off. And what I did, and I know this sounds crazy, but it worked. Imagination. I took a vacuum cleaner and imagined a brain, my brain. And I imagined myself with a vacuum cleaner running across my brain from left to right and just vacuuming it. And when I concentrated on doing that, the sound in my head started to stop. I did that for 6 months, Constance, in the noise and the racket and the thoughts that were just bombarding me. I couldn't sleep at night. They stopped because I learned how to control, how to shut down. Now, you may not go to that extreme of a vacuum cleaner, but when you start focusing on something else, you have to learn how to shut that craziness down in your head before you can do anything.
You know, it's so interesting that you should say that, because I had not talked to you today prior to the recording, but I spent 20 minutes in my office just... I put on some real, I went to YouTube and put on some meditation music, and I just, because I've had a very busy day, and I just began to think on the love of God surrounds me, and I began to just see love surrounding me and all of my good coming into my life, and I had a timer, and so that's why I'm sounding so calm on this call. Because I did what you said that people need to do. So one of the first things they need to do is to find out what works for them to in their mind to begin to see something different.
Yes, you have to control the thoughts. I mean, there are, I think someone said, thousands, if not millions of thoughts that go across your head every day. But people are in trouble because they're thinking so much and these crazy thoughts about, you're not going to make it, you're going to get sick, you're going to lose your job, I don't have enough money. All of these things, family issue, ministry issue, business issues, all these things just keep bombarding your head. And if you don't know how to master or control the thoughts, you don't know how to shut your head down. It will ruin you. It will send you to the crazy house. It will bankrupt you. You have to master your mind. And God gave us the ability to do that.
And so I can hear someone saying, so I have so much going on in my mind. So your book is 5 minutes, treatment for renewing your mind in 5 minutes. So tell us, what would that look like, and give us some examples of how people can begin to treat their minds and renew their minds.
Well, let's just take the number one issue of most Americans and most people, period, finances.
Okay.
Let's just take for today. Today is Friday. Most people get paid today on Friday. But the first thing they do is think about all the bills they have to pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, your paycheck, your credit card, or whatever, and you're either on the internet or you're at home right now, check. Well, I did the same thing today. I got paid today as well. And just for a second, I was like, oh, I don't think I got enough money for all of this. And then constantly something inside of me went just like this. You know what that something is? Inside of me was like, there's no limit. I have more than enough. And I started singing, there's more where that comes from. 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 And it just shifted. There's more where that comes from. Just for a second, I thought I wasn't going to have enough money. I started thinking negatively. I was thinking about limitation and just out of my spirit. Oh, there's more where that comes from. Why? Because I built that up in my spirit to know there's no such thing as lack. There's no such thing as limited with resources. There's a whole bunch of money all around us. And so I shifted the way I thought and shifted the way I feel.
And so in your book, do you have specific scriptures or specific mantras or declarations that people can say to treat their minds? Give us some examples of that.
For instance, back of my book, I have things that you can say. For instance, if you're an employer or a business owner, I have things like, I get that I do not qualify for because I have the favor of God in my life. And I see the opportunities are looking for me, and I'm on my way to find them. Things that are like conflicts. I am hidden under the mighty arms of God. No weapon ever finds me. It is well. I am well. All is well. These are things that I've written in the back of my book that I personally say for myself and that other people can use as well.
And so should people speak out loud? And why is that important? Maybe talk about the power of words when it comes to treating your mind.
Spiritually, the mind holds information that God or Spirit gives you. You receive that. But in order to release it, the Bible says the faith is spoken. And it has to go into the atmosphere. And let me see if I can do this and not be confusing. We are not only human beings, natural, we're also spirit. I have spirit eyes. I have natural eyes, which means I can see in the spirit and I can see naturally. I can speak with spirit tongue or I can speak naturally. I can sense things in the spirit because I'm a spirit being first. And then I'm clothed in the natural. So I said all of that to say this. When a person speaks what came into them as a thought, it brings it from the spirit world into the natural world. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So what I see, for instance, if I'm starting a business, where did that concept came from? It was in my spirit and in my mind. But until I write it out or speak it out, it stays in a realm that I'll never be able to touch. Faith requires that one speak. Jesus said in Mark 11, he says, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, when you speak, believe that you receive it and you should have it. When will you have it? When you speak. You have to open your mouth and talk.
You know, that's so true. And so I just want our listeners to really get clear or gain clarity around the principle of one way to really treat your mind is to speak what you want. It can be a scripture, it can be a mantra, it can be a universal truth. But when you speak it, it goes out into the atmosphere and it'll come back to you over time.
Everything responds to sound, and I think scientists and everybody is coming along that same line. Everything responds to sound. The birds in the air, the grass of the field, your body, electronically, as your doctors, they'll tell you everything in you responds to a sound. And so you have to speak. Jesus said, speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed. How is that possible? Because sound, the correct vibration of faith, will move anything in your life. If you can find the correct vibration for whatever issue you're having, you can remove it, make it, or build it.
That's nothing but the truth. So what else from your book? And I believe you shared with me that you're going to give this ebook away. Is that correct?
Yes, for every person in your that's listening on radio, if they will write me, email me, or Facebook me, inbox me, whichever.
Okay.
You can address and you can take care of that. I will send everybody a free copy of Treatment for Renewing the Mind.
Wow, thank you so much. And we'll get your email and contact information at the end of the show. So what else would you like to share about how we can treat our minds or renew our minds?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to share was one of the dangers of thinking common. And I think a lot of church people, because I know a lot of your audience are Christians, and I really want to speak this into their lives. Sometimes when you think different than other people, it causes some conflict. And I think a lot of Christians are afraid of moving in a different direction with thought and spirit and word, although those are things we should master. I think a lot of people are afraid because of relationships they're talking about me, or they're going to say something about me. We as Christians talk a lot, Constance, if you see on Facebook, a lot about haters and people who are our enemies. And this type of attitude and fear keeps us from going where God wants us to go. Anyway, I said all of that to say this. When you are a common thinker, you never get to go or see the greater things of God. You have to think outside the box. And people used to say this to me all the time. And, you know, it used to hurt my feelings sometimes that I'm prideful. And most people who know me, that's not in my spirit. I'm confident. And it's not that I'm prideful, Constance. I'm positioned. I understand, especially for Christians, the mindset. I understand that I'm already seated with Christ in heavenly places. I understand my position. I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm not working my way to heaven. I'm already in heaven. When Christ was raised, I was raised. And I sit with him, according to Ephesians, in heavenly places. When my mindset is correct, knowing where I am in Christ, I can begin to deal with the issues on earth, not as a servant who struggles, but as an heir of a kingdom who rules. Therefore, my mindset is I'm no longer operating as a person who's always trying to get something. I'm operating as a person in the kingdom who's giving something by making decrees and demands. Does that make sense? Does that help?
That's so true. You know, that's nothing but the truth. And, you know, I always say change your thinking, change your world. Yeah, and yes. I used to say that. But now I know that. And, you know, come back to just common thinking and mediocrity. We were never created for that. I mean, you know me, Brown here. I've rebelled against common anything. You know, I want the best. I want the boldest. I want the biggest, because God created us for abundance and prosperity. And as I say every Sunday, you know, when you're struggling, it means you don't know something. It's something that you don't know. When you're striving, it means that you need to change your mindset. And every Sunday, I say it's an inside job, and it begins with your thinking.
Exactly. Well, one of the things we discussed was about churches and ministries and Christians, and that's who I am. That's who I minister to. So I don't want to be offensive to anybody as far as whatever your religion is. This is a biblical principle that works for people, period. And what I wanted to say is simply this. These biblical principles, as a Christian, go past every Sunday morning, having a song, a prayer, regular things. We have to reach people where they are and bring them the power of the kingdom of God. And when we are able to do that, by transforming minds and telling people who they are in Christ, what they can do in Christ, what they can have in Christ, we're going to win the world for Christ by doing this, But telling people, I preached at the 8 o'clock Sunday service a couple of weeks ago, and I said, if you continue to talk about sin, we continue to produce sinners. But when you talk about righteousness and wealth and kingdom mindset, when you talk about the power that God has given us, the authority that God has given us, the rule and the reign that God has given us, then we make kingdom-minded people who are able to conquer in the earth and do great things for God.
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And I love your book because really, you're really talking about a consciousness, and consciousness just means what you believe and what you say and all of your experience, same thing as paradigms. But you're talking about the consciousness or the mindset of thinking the way that God thinks.
Yes. And that's what I love about the scripture that Paul wrote about Jesus. It is such a dangerous scripture for people who are religious. Paul writes this scripture, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And that word let means to allow. Let me drive your car. Allow me to drive your car. Let me come visit you. Let me come to your home. That word means to allow. So allow this mindset to be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was that mindset? That he thought it not robbery to be like God.
Right.
Wow.
And that's powerful, brown hair, because what was God like? God called things into existence.
Yes.
You know, God had the mindset that all things are possible. God
yes.
had the mindset that abundance and wealth is here. And so if we have the mind of Christ, and if we're equal to God, and we can tap into the mindset of God, that means that we should really be living powerful lives.
Oh, yes. I did a Sunday school lesson a couple of months ago, and we were talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, and most people know that story, and most people remember that God provided all the food and the water, et cetera, the animals, the fish, the bird, of the air. All of that was provided in the garden. But there's a part, Constance, of that scripture that nobody preaches. There were five rivers in that garden, and the Bible said that one of the rivers went out into five different locations. And in one of those locations, Constance, the Bible says, and the writer who pins this says, there was gold.
Mm.
My question to your audience, why did Adam and Eve need gold? What purpose of there was gold, or the writer has to talk about gold in the New Testament? They didn't need any money. I want your audience to know that God always had us in his heart to provide for us. There's no such thing as lack. We've been telling that lie to people over and over because we refuse to teach people how to go in spirit and pour out what you need. Jesus did it all the time.
Right. And you know, scientists have shown that in quantum physics, that whatever you put your attention on, we're talking about money. That was the example that you used for the mind treatment. This could be love, career change, whatever in quantum physics, whatever you put your attention on, that everything else collapses. And that particular item or thing that you desire, if you keep your attention on it, that will come into your experience. And even in the Bible, in Proverbs, it says, attend to my word or attend to truth. So I guess my question, brown hair, to the listeners would be, you know, what have you been attending to, or where has your attention been, or where has your thinking been?
Yes. And he said to Joshua, meditate day and night. Then shall you make your way prosperous. And then shall you have great success. Most people are waiting on God to do something. But God said, I need you to meditate. I need you to focus. And when you focus, When you meditate on what it is you desire, then you have the success, and then you'll prosper. That's what the Bible says.
Well, you know, Brownhead, I remember when you got your first Mercedes.
Oh, yes.
And you came to me and you talked to me about it. Share with our audience how you meditated on that and you visualized that and imagined that and how that came into your life.
We were having a conference at our church, the church that I attend, and you were having a conference there, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I had left during, I guess, a break time and went to get me a book on a car. I needed to get another car, and I got a Lincoln Town car. And I put it down, and you said this to me, "That is not you."
That is not you,
Brownhead. That is not you. And you taught me about a Mercedes, and I always wanted a Mercedes. And I'm like, I can't afford a Mercedes. And so we finally went trips, we went places, and y'all would take me to drive a Mercedes and take me to see a Mercedes. And you guys did that to me for a couple of months. And I finally decided, God, I'm going to give you a Mercedes. I'm going to believe you for a Mercedes. Let me tell you what happened. Constance, I saw, and again, I'm reading Florence Shin's book at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the crack plate, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing Mercedes everywhere. I'm driving up 285. I'm seeing all kinds. I've never seen so many Mercedes. And then I remember, I was driving to work one day on Highway 85 going to work, driving a white Malibu. Constance, I don't know what happened. I saw my hand outside of my car. The car on the outside was black. The inside was black. And I was driving my Mercedes. And less than maybe 4 to 6 months later, I was driving my black-on-black E320 Mercedes.
And Pamela, I wanted you to share that, brown hair, because you changed your mind.
Yes.
You changed your mindset. You
yes.
begin when I said to you, Lincoln Town car, that's not you. You changed your mindset. You changed your attention. You changed your thinking, and you were really treating your mind with Mercedes.
Yeah, just like now, I'm treating my mind with Bentleys. I love Bentleys. Every time I get on 285, once a month, I see a Bentley roll by me. A Bentley.
Because
I'm in Riverdale, Georgia, a small city. I see Bentleys, for real, driving in Riverdale, Georgia. I see Bentleys everywhere.
Because it's in your consciousness and it's in your mindset, and you have been treating your mind with Bentleys.
Yes.
And
so the audience would do the same on any issue, it'll work.
And so brown hair, when we say treat, we mean to change your thinking in that area and to focus in on what you want in that area and then to speak it out loud. Is there anything else they need to do?
Well, treatment is sort of, you can think of it like this. You spend a lot of money going to a massage, having your body massaged. That's a treatment, a body treatment. You go to the barbershop or the beauty parlor and you get your hair taken care of. You spend money, a lot of money, millions, billions of dollars. Men and women all over the world getting their hair fixed. We go get our fingernails and our toes, manicure, pedicures. We'll go to the doctor every now and then and get checkups. But nobody treats their mind. Nobody's been taught. Hey, listen, spend some money, spend some attention on the way you think. And so this book is about teaching you how to pay attention to the things that you want in your life and pay less attention to the things that you don't want. Invest in your head. Invest in your thinking. We've lost a generation of young people that have no way of being able to think because nobody ever taught them how to think. Thinking allows for creativity. Creativity brings you what you want. Creativity is your money. If you don't have creativity, you get no new ideas, and ideas are cash. That's what ideas are.
Right.
And so we have to have that.
I just heard your dog in the background, and that's fine. Hey, she wants to be in the show.
I guess she wants to be in the show.
Uh-huh. And so, Brown Hair, you are so gracious to give any listener, and we have listeners all over the world, Australia, Africa, Europe, Canada, you name it, South America, Central America. So tell people how they can contact you and how can they get this free ebook on treating your mind.
You can do several ways. You can go to my email address, which is P as in Tam, Hair, H-A-I-R-E, 0158@yahoo.com, and just send me your email address and just put treatment in the title and I'll send an ebook to you ASAP. Or you can go to Facebook and look up Pamela Brown Hair. You can inbox me or whatever you want to do and just put treatment, put in your email address, and I promise you I'll send your ebook absolutely free.
Well, that is so generous and kind of you, and I'm just so appreciative for you finally making up your mind to come on the show. And so, Brown Hair, do you feel anything that the Spirit wants to say to people tonight, you know, as we begin to close out the show?
Yeah, you know, I would like to say this, and especially for those of you who are people of faith, there are absolutely no limitations in Christ Jesus. And God himself made it possible for you to live the best life ever. Jesus said, I come that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Don't live beneath what God has for you. Don't die and go to heaven and see all the things that you could have had, could have done, and stop. Don't let money be an issue. If you move past the fear, God has already made a way. And all you need to do is focus. And I promise you, if you focus and meditate and release the doubt and fear, everything you desire that God has put in your spirit to do, you can do and have and be. Because it's already done. You just don't see it. Everything you need is already prepared for you. And all you need to do, listeners, is open up your eyes, accept it, receive it, and believe it by faith, and then confess it. I already know what God has for me.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing but the truth. Well, that's so powerful. And I just so appreciate you coming on the show and finally. And I'm so grateful once again. Thank you so much for sharing your ebook with people all over the world to change their lives.
Well, Constance, again, I want to say to you, thank you for this opportunity. You have always been, and not just saying that, you have always been a blessing to me and open up doors for me, and you've always been an example. I've watched you do this. I watched you live this. I watched even this show come out of your mom. I've watched this happen even in your own personal life. And so I want to thank you for being available to be an example to all of us.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. Thank you so much for joining me. I want you to tell five of your friends about this show and how it is really impacting, shifting, and changing your life. And remember, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And for all of you who desire to coach with me, just last week, I made a decision that I was going to make it a lot easier for you to coach with me on a yearly or a 6-month basis, I have a payment plan for you. So visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com or you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let me know how this show is changing your life. And I say this every week, and I think a couple of times I forgot brown hair, and people said, Constance, you're the only person that I hear say that I love you. So every week I say, guess what, audience? God loves you. I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.